This is Topic A. Good morning. I'm John Latessa. We're talking with Lori Iocca, an advanced practice nurse and certified diabetes educator with Memorial Diabetes Services, a part of Memorial Wellness Center. The holidays are coming up here, and if you're a diabetic, this can cause real problems for you.
It can be stressful, definitely during the holidays when you have diabetes. So many temptations, such activities and parties and events, shopping to do, lots of stress.
How do you resist those temptations?
Well, you need to decide what's your goal. You know, if your goal is to have better blood sugars, hopefully that's going to help you not choose the things that aren't going to keep you on that track for that, or to have a taste of something and not to have to feel like you have to have a whole slice of pie, right? Other people do better just totally avoiding it, though, instead of just because if they have a bite, they might have to have 10 bites.
There you go.
Everyone's a little different and kind of learning, you know, what's the best coping strategy for them.
If it's the family gathering, it's the office party, you've got that great big table with all those goodies on it. Can you sometimes have maybe just one or two of those little goodies as long as you don't overdo it?
Absolutely, especially if the rest of your plate is balanced with those healthier choices that maybe you brought if nobody else is going to. You know, the cut-up veggies or cooked veggies, low-fat, lower-sugar items.
How do you keep from going back and forth to that table all day long, especially if it's an office gathering?
Stay busy doing something else, hopefully, you know. Occupy yourself.
Like work.
Maybe with work or, you know, maybe there's dancing or something. I don't know what your office parties look like, but, you know, try to do something other than just eat.
And you can add exercise into that mix too, can't you?
Absolutely is the best thing to be able to do. Because, again, if you're more active, I know I've found, you know, personally, that I don't crave, you know, those extra sweets and stuff like that. If I've been working hard to get my workouts in, I think it helps motivate you as well.
Now, what do you do about alcohol here?
Well, alcohol has a lot of calories in it, and some certain drinks also can have a lot of carbohydrates. And so for people with diabetes, you know, those extra carbs can raise blood sugar. So like if it was a rum and Coke and you're using regular soda, regular Coke, that's obviously going to raise your blood sugar. The other caution, though, for people with diabetes is sometimes alcohol can actually cause a low blood sugar later. Or if you had a low blood sugar with alcohol in your system, your body's not going to make that emergency sugar. Or if you needed, had a really bad low and passed out and they needed to use a glucagon emergency kit, it might not work if you had a lot of alcohol in your system. So definitely some cautions there not to overdo, especially when you have diabetes, for anybody, but especially when you have diabetes.
Okay, it seems to me that as long as you approach the holidays with a plan in mind and you have the, what's the word I'm looking for? If you have the strength to say no, you'll be okay.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, again, it's the holiday. Although the holidays come every year, it's not the reason, you know, in January our phone starts always being really busy, especially because of when the New Year's resolutions or people gained weight over the holidays or that. But, you know, the holidays come every year, and we have various holidays throughout the year. So, again, always having a plan, you know, that, yeah, it's a special day, but still at the end of the day, we have to keep our health goals in mind.
You'll find my complete conversation with Lori Iocca on our podcast page. It was last Tuesday's Ask the Expert program. Lori, if people have specific questions, can they call you?
Absolutely. We can schedule appointments. We can also bill your insurance if we have a doctor's referral. And you can call our front office at 217-788-3948, and they can help get that facilitated, or you can call your doctor's office and ask to see someone at the Memorial Wellness Center.
Lori Iocca is an advanced practice nurse and certified diabetes educator with Memorial Diabetes Services, a part of Memorial Wellness. Lori, this has been very educational. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks so much.
And I wish you very happy holidays as well.
Same to you. Stay well.
Morning News Watch continues right after this.